We're as we move from one mic to the next. As I said, this is George Flynn, and you're listening to Words of Freedom on KRFC Fort Collins. So we encourage people to follow up for information about that concert by going to coloradochristmas.org, coloradochristmas.org. Randy and Heidi Gunn and the Gunpoint Band will be at the beautiful Rialto on 7:30 on December 2nd. There are free downloads available. I should be mentioning that if you go to coloradochristmas.org, the information is there for you, and you can get a couple of wonderful Christmas pieces free, MP3s from their Colorado Christmas album to maybe celebrate the season. Play it in your car or on your MP3 player. Tonight we have a very special program. We have two very special guests. Kevin Ryan, chemist and a gentleman who is quite renowned for his work and his courage as he has stepped out in these past years, shedding light and information on the 9/11 tragedies and the cover-up potentiality of the events and information that surround that terrible moment in history. He is with us via telephone because he is coming to Colorado. Colorado Public Television 12 is bringing him and some other guests in. They're going to do a special presentation on December 4th at 7 p.m. on Channel 12 of Loose Change, 9/11, an American Coup. This is the latest version of this most respected documentary, one of the most respected out there. And so Kevin is going to be there talking to folks, both live and also in between the segments that are broadcast and aired. And so we asked for both of them to be here. So it's a groundbreaking event. It's an important, critical issue. And we thought our KRFC listeners would appreciate knowing what's going on and hearing information from both of these folks. I think we have Kevin Ryan and Sherry Burnson from Colorado Public Television on with us. Are you both there?
Yes.
And Kevin, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. George, thanks for inviting me back.
That's all right. We appreciate both of you being with us. You know, whenever you try to get two separate phone lines tied in and for on-air conversations, it's always a little technically challenging, and you guys have been very patient. We appreciate it. We wanted to be sure folks could hear both of you well. I'm joined in studio here by my co-host and engineer, Vincent Burkhart, who is the co-host and also the producer of The Kids Show.
Hey, George.
Thanks for being with us. You are the man of the hour, Vincent.
I'll settle for a minute.
Okay. A minute here and there, it adds up, actually. Mm. And I know Vincent is interested in this topic as well, and so he'll be joining in with us, I hope, to discuss and ask these questions. What I'd like to do, if you guys don't mind, Sherry Burnson and Kevin Ryan, is I want to assume that in our listening audience we have folks who come from all points in the spectrum of interest and understanding of this issue. We probably have some folks who are very concerned about truth coming out in regard to undisclosed information, activities, and motivations regarding this terrible event of 9/11. And then at the other end of the spectrum, there's probably some folks who feel it's all been discussed and the commission answered these issues, the 9/11 commission answered them, and they're wondering what all the hoo-ha is about. And then there's probably a lot of folks in between who have a little bit of understanding, find it curious, and would like to know a little bit more. So for the sake of our chat, maybe we could keep in mind, and I'm sure you guys would agree with that thought, that we have folks from all different points in that perspective spectrum. Does that sound like a good thought?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that, George. In fact, we took a camera and went to the street to ask people different questions about 9/11 before we started putting this whole live event together with Loose Change. And we found it to be true. One person had questions, another person had no questions. It was very interesting. A lot of people who even had questions were not really aware of the truth movement per se, nor where we've seen a lot more development in the media lately with information surrounding World Trade Center Building 7.
Right.
So we have found from the station, you know, we've been airing this content due to requests from our viewers and members in the community. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely something going on out there with folks you know, interested in the subject matter and questioning the subject matter. And we've kind of found no matter where their opinion kind of lies right now. So, you know, I hope that there's a broad spectrum of different people out there.
Oh, I'm sure there is. And Kevin Ryan, you know, we really appreciate your years of work and your courage and the sacrifice that you've made and your continued diligence. Correct me if I misspeak as I explain a little of your background to our listeners, but you were a former site manager for Environmental Health Laboratories, which is a division of Underwriters Laboratories. You were a chemist and a laboratory manager. Then as you refused to just sort of go with the flow, you stood up and publicly questioned the report that was being drafted by the National Institute of Standards Technology, which everyone we acronym, of course, is NIST, on the World Trade Center investigation. You were abruptly fired. And, of course, we've had you on before. We appreciate you joining us again. We had you on a couple of years ago when you were visiting Colorado. And you've continued valiantly to pursue the truth and to keep using your scientific and technical knowledge to unearth information and present it in an intelligent, informed manner to the public. You have your online Journal of 9/11 Studies, which is a tremendous website, 9/11 Journal of 9/11 Studies.com. Actually, I should be mentioning website information to people. If you go to wordsoffreedom.com, our own website for our show, as always, our guest information is there for you. For our listeners, and also there are live links. If you click on folks' names or the logo for Colorado Public Television 12, for instance, that'll take you right to all the information about their special presentation on their website. But, Kevin, you've done tremendous work, and tell us a little bit, maybe bring us a little bit up to speed on what are the latest perspectives and some of the issues that you are focusing on that will be part of the things you'll be discussing when you join us here in Colorado.
Okay. Yes, I've done quite a bit of work on trying to answer the many, many questions that remain unanswered about 9/11. And this film is going to be shown, Loose Change, 9/11 American Coup, goes through quite a number of those questions as well, and it offers evidence and asks the viewer to make their own judgment. So I think that's a good way to approach it. I've done everything from criticize the official report, including the NIST report for which I was fired, as you mentioned, and I've also personally met with one of the co-chairmen of the 9/11 Commission, Lee Hamilton, and communicated with other members of the 9/11 Commission on various issues. But most recently, I guess if you want the most recent, I've done an analysis of the insider trading that is very evident with regard to 9/11 and the attacks of that day. There were a dozen governments that were doing investigations into insider trading. And we noticed that after just a year or so, there were no indictments whatsoever on those investigations. And that was because the people who were found to be involved in the insider trading or in the informed trade were not seen to be related to Osama bin Laden or al-Qaeda. And like I said, I've recently written an article that shows that that's not actually accurate. And I think that is one of many issues that still needs to be resolved. In addition to all of the really major questions that have been asked about air defense failures and what happened at the World Trade Center and so forth. And those questions are all covered in this film,
yes.
Loose Change, 9/11 American Coup.
Right. Now, the special screening, Sherry Bernson, that you're doing on December 4th at 7 p.m. on Channel 12, you've put a tremendous amount of resources and work into it. You're not just screening the video or the documentary. You're actually going to be having breaks during segments of it, and you have folks with different perspectives on the issue there. So maybe explain a little bit about the tremendous thing you've put together, which I think is very admirable.
Well, we're going to be breaking into the film several times. We're going to be showing a slightly shorter cut than the director's cut that was last released from Dylan Avery and his distributors, Micro Cinema. And we're going to be discussing the film's perspectives as well as helping to raise funds for Colorado Public Television. Last year, we aired 9/11 Press for Truth and followed up with 9/11 Blueprint for Truth and had special guests in the studio for both airings and used those programs as fundraisers. And with this airing of Loose Change, we're kind of trying to, well, we're really trying to take that pledge dynamic, if you will, and take it to another level. You know, we often question, oh, do we, and you know how it is just doing different fundraising, of do we have to continue with a hard ask all the time, or can we take some of this great content that we acquire and try to expand it a little bit more? And, you know, often you'll see some of the PBS celebrities in a lot of these different fundraising specials, but we're wanting to dig a little bit deeper than that. And we're so thrilled to have Kevin Ryan out here joining us. We've invited a different handful of different people to represent the official story, and unfortunately we don't have anybody locked in right now. We've had conflicts with people's schedules, haven't heard back from a few people, and we actually started with an invitation to Dr. Sunder with NIST. So we've been trickling downstream from there, but there are a couple of local people who are really motivated that want to come in and discuss the issue, and you know, that's really what Colorado Public Television Channel 12 is about. We're a little bit more independent and edgy as far as public TV goes, and we air a lot of independently acquired content, and we've, you know, we're going on about 30 years now, and we've always had a history of not being shy of controversy and looking at subjects that are not in mainstream media, and it seems that we're always kind of ahead of the curve on that. Oftentimes, you know, are forgotten when these different things break into mainstream. So, you know, that's true with natural health and some of the different programs we've aired, questioning genetically modified food, as true with 9/11 and some different issues around transparency. And it all started back, you know, years ago. We were the first public TV station to air any gay programming, and that was very controversial. And, you know, people, things go on, stories break. Let the public decide what kind of information they're interested in and what it is that you know, they want to explore a little bit more, not just consume.
Right. And, you know, we're here at KRFC Fort Collins. We're very sensitive to that as well. We are a public station, and we try to be at the intellectual and emotional entertainment needs of our listeners as well, to bring them information and also the type of content that they feel would enrich their lives. So we respect the tremendous work that you guys have done there. And we're proud here at Words of Freedom. We're proud that we've been able to have you guys on a number of occasions to promote some of these different events with different topics, because we have such high regard for the work that you do.
Well, thanks, George. We really, really appreciate your support.
Kevin Ryan, as you approach this topic, at this, as they always say, the old cliche, this moment in time, this point in time, as you look at this and your potential visit, and people are going to be sitting at home watching this documentary and then calling in and with questions or whatever, and you're going to be discussing various things, do you have a sense of where the public's focus and attention is coming to? I mean, when we spoke last a couple of years ago, not as much information was really out there. You were at the cutting edge of bringing a lot of that information to the public. And do you see a difference in what people are aware of, and what questions are the big question marks that need to be addressed? How do you perceive that? What do you expect to have happen?
Yes, I do think there's been a change in a number of ways since the last time we spoke. Some of the things that have happened in our country include the huge bailouts of banks, and you know, I think a lot of our fellow citizens who were concerned at the time and are still not understanding why we went to such great lengths to put ourselves in further debt. You know, and even by the time we did speak, there were a lot of things happening that really related to the title of your program, The Words of Freedom. seem to be something that we need in terms of preserving our freedoms, because there's so many things going on, from warrantless arrest and detention, warrantless wiretapping, torture, those kinds of things that our government has prescribed. And so I think that people, as they see these things, are becoming more interested in, well, how can we get control of our government again? How can we have our government and our leaders work for us, as opposed to working for what appears in many cases to be transnational corporations and you know, people who are not, organizations that are not necessarily loyal to any specific nation or citizenry. So I think that the people in our country are seeing a lot of things going on that are leading them to question how the war on terror originated, and I think they're going to demand answers to what really happened to originate these wars that have done so much to put our rights at risk and done so much to put our economic stability at risk.
And that, I think it brings things into even greater clarity with your first remarks about the market speculation and activities that were going on. It reminds me of the critical line, the ongoing line, you know, in All the President's Men, you know, it, Deep Throat keeps telling Robert Redford, you know, follow the money, follow the money. And maybe I think you might have put your finger on a very important dynamic, which is that now, at this very moment in our culture, the public is more concerned about these issues of who's controlling the money, where is it coming from, why is it this being done, why is that being done. And then all of a sudden, this important unanswered issue is coming out from the 9/11 events, where a lot of profit was being made, strange things were happening, who was in control of that, how are those things being manipulated, what's the influence there. So, and that is a very important part of the of this documentary, the Loose Change, so hence the title, you know, Loose Change, 9/11, the American Coup. But he goes into all the different topics. I know a few years ago, not very many folks thought about Building 7. Not many folks were aware of what a strange factor in that day that the coming down of that building was. And now I'm surprised that quite an interesting number of people are aware of it. They've somehow, someone's told them about it, or they've seen something on the internet. And I know that's an area that you are particularly knowledgeable about. Is there anything there you'd want to address or talk about that the film or your visit might touch on?
Yeah, I would say one thing people often overlook is that the Department of Commerce, the U.S. Department of Commerce, which is the parent organization for NIST, conducted these investigations over a period of 7 years. It took them 7 years to create an official explanation for what happened to Building 7.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a 47-story building, which would have been the tallest building in most U.S. states.
Yeah.
And it fell directly into its footprint in a matter of seconds. The NIST group has even admitted to a portion of the fall being totally in free fall, meaning no resistance whatsoever. And, you know, for the investigations to have taken so long, and not only that, but they changed over a period of time. They began talking about diesel fuel fires and how they caused the collapse of this building. And then they spoke about the damage from the falling towers causing the building to fall into its footprint, and none of those things panned out. In the end, it was a story of fire. So what we have is a fire-driven collapse of this 47-story building, and frankly, that's never happened before. My former company, Underwriters Laboratories, produced the fire resistance information for that building as well as for the towers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have quite a lot to say about that. I've written about it myself. The official story is really implausible in every way. And I think that the film will touch on some of the reasons why.
Yes. Did you have a thought, Vincent?
Well, I was wondering, Kevin and Sherry, about if there were certain information or documents that some may want to have destroyed in a free fall event. Hmm. Maybe the film touches on that, perhaps?
Yes, it does. It mentions the fact that of the many interesting tenants in the World Trade Center 7 building, including the largest CIA office outside of Washington, D.C., was also the Securities and Exchange Commission, which was holding documents in that building that were relevant to two major investigations, one for the company Enron and another for WorldCom. So those investigations had, they were underway at the time, and these documents, which were pertinent and important to those investigations, were destroyed in Building 7.
Very interesting.
We're talking to Kevin Ryan, who is a former chemist and laboratory manager. He's also a very highly respected 9/11 whistleblower. He is a man who's been at the cutting edge of research and bringing truth for a number of years to this issue. His publication, Journal of 9/11 Studies, which he's doing in cooperation with several other very highly regarded individuals, is online. It's journalof911studies.com. You can link through to that. It is a tremendous wellspring of information and research, one of the most highly respected sources of information on the topic that's out there on the internet. He's coming to Denver to be on the air during special breaks during a presentation of Loose Change, 9/11, An American Coup, a very powerful documentary by Dylan Avery and Corey Rowe. Colorado 9/11 Visibility is working with Colorado Public Television 12 to bring him in and do a very unique presentation. Sherry Bernson is with us. She is the director of membership for Colorado Public Television. Sherry, as we discussed at the beginning of the show, you guys are no strangers to controversy. And so you're quite experienced at this point in that respect of interacting with your viewers and getting phone calls and trying to address people's different perspectives and interest levels. Maybe you want to explain the tapestry of what you've put together, how you'll have your guests and some people from the different perspectives on the issue there. Maybe describe it a little for our listeners.
Well, as mentioned, we went out on the street and had a series of questions that we asked a lot of different people. What do you think happened during the events of 9/11? Are you aware of the 9/11 truth movement? Do you think it was an inside job? Do you know anything about World Trade Center 7? So we've got a great promo. Actually, folks can log on to cpt12.org, and you can just go in and search Loose Change, or you can click on to December 4th, and you can see the promo that's been running on the screen, plus different folks' comments. We're asking people to leave their comments on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that, we've produced a few other bumpers or roll-ins that we're going to be airing during the live broadcast, as well as we've been capturing some different interviews with folks via Skype, because not everyone can fly out, and we're starting to utilize that technology a lot more, even with our Studio 12 show and some of our other productions. But we have a statement from Dylan Avery, the filmmaker, as well as Corey Rowe, who was the producer who got involved with the project after he had done two tours of Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting guy. Also, we were able to interview Peter Phillips, who works with Project Censored, as one of the thank you gifts when people support the station during the broadcast. One of the items offered is the Censorship 2011 book, which looks at the 25 most censored news stories from mainstream media. And we also interviewed Eric Lawyer, who heads up Firefighters for 9/11 Truth. And you can learn more about that at firefightersfor911truth.org.
Mm-hmm.
Eric went out, and he is based in Seattle, but participated. It was flown out to New York, was involved with Ground Zero and everything that was going on, and later just started looking at different reports and having questions himself. You know, based much more from evidence, much like Kevin, much more from a physical evidence side.
Right.
And we've been working on trying to secure a couple of other Skype interviews and just and having Kevin in the studio, and Dominic Dizzuti is going to be joining me, another staffer at Channel 12. He's also sometimes hosts our Studio 12 and also is the producer of our great election coverage.
Excellent.
So, yeah, we're going to try to keep it going. Colorado 9/11 Visibility is going to be in with the phones. And so if your listeners have any questions for Kevin, they can even leave those on our website when they log on and look at that program page under Loose Change 9/11 and American Coup.
Well, I'm looking at the clock. We're down to our last few minutes. If you don't mind, I'd like to just recap some of this info because people tend to jump in and out of their cars. We're kind of a late part of the drive time of the evening. We're talking to two guests, Sherry Burnson from Colorado Public Television, Channel 12, and also Kevin Ryan, chemist and researcher and also a very, very outspoken authority and cutting-edge individual in the world of 9/11 truth. He is one of the gentlemen who has put together Journal of 9/11 Studies.com. We recommend that you go to our website, wordsoffreedom.com. All the information about this special broadcast that they're participating in, which is the cutting, just dynamic documentary, Loose Change 9/11 and American Coup. It's going to be aired on Saturday, December 4th at 7 p.m. on Channel 12. And graciously, Kevin Ryan is coming in. He will be there at Channel 12 to talk on the air, to answer questions, interact with their viewers and members. It's going to be a very exciting evening, and we can't encourage folks enough to check it out and support local public broadcasting. Get tied in with Channel 12. They're always at the cutting edge, and we're so proud, and we admire so much the work that you do, Sherry Burnson, and your associates at Channel 12.
Thanks so much, George. We appreciate you guys, and thanks for Kevin. Can't wait to meet Kevin in person.
Yes, thank you, Kevin Ryan. Thank you for your work, and we look forward to meeting you soon. I keep talking to you on the radio, but we've never gotten together.
Thank you very much, George.
No, thank you very much. This is George Flynn and Vincent Burkhardt here at Words of Freedom and the team at KRFC Fort Collins saying thanks for listening.